This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagination is king here. I don't know, maybe I'm king. Am I the king? The king of the DJV program. How come I'm looking at this website. How come my name isn't in red? Why is Jennifer's name in red instead of me? What's the story with that?
You want yours in red?
I want to be number one.
Be red?
We can make you red.
You are number one. That's why it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I have a hard time. Honestly, with DJV, it's easier for me to say JDV than it is for me to say DJV. Isn't it funny how...
Oh, wow, really? That's totally the opposite.
Like something you need to go to the doctor and get a shot
totally.
For.
It sounds like an STD. Yeah, that's bad.
I like that one.
JDV, really? I like that.
Yeah.
Well, DJV is like you're a DJ, so that just makes total sense. Everyone says DJ Doug.
DJ,
like,
right.
DJ. You've been a DJ forever.
Yeah,
DJ.
JD is, ooh, no.
Yeah, that's STD material there.
Or rednecky. It's a little hillbilly-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No.
So people have awakened today to find out what the number one story in Sweden is. Don't you want to know what today's number one news story in Sweden is?
Every day I want to know.
Every day.
Yes, in Sweden.
Let's sober people up here. This Sweden's number one in the world in cashless transactions. 85%.
I believe.
So who's your what?
And suicides.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very, lots of drinking, no sun. Not a good combination.
I thought that was Russia.
No, Sweden's way worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Malmo.
A lot of them have to use, like, a light box therapy. They get seasonal affective disorder more than any place on the planet, which is very odd, but yes.
Maybe we can get them to come on Dr. Oz's program and discuss that.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Along with Donald Trump. How many people were startled that Donald Trump showed up yesterday with, he actually taped it yesterday, it'll be aired today.
Well, I didn't mean to derail the Sweden thing. Wait, what happened in Sweden?
Well, 85% of the total market spending in Sweden is done without using cash. They
now,
use
does that mean
cards.
Like wire transactions?
Anything but cash.
Huh.
They use anything but cash. I would think that would be credit cards, though, more than anything else, wouldn't you think?
Well, at first I was thinking Bitcoin, but I guess it could be that as well.
Up 9% from a year ago. I wonder what the stats are here in America with people using cash. There's probably a study somewhere that someone has done as to who and what and why people are not using cash. I find it's almost about a pizza last night. It was a pretty good pizza, and it was expensive.
What'd you get on it?
All veggies.
Oh, okay.
I was having a meeting of my the farm group that I have for a town meeting, and it was I hadn't had time to have anything to eat yet. It was 7 o'clock, so I ran into a pizza place downtown, and it's the first time I've eaten a pizza in this joint. It used to be a sandwich shop, and man, the pizza was great. But it ought to be for $20. It was a small pizza. Thick.
Really?
Yeah, $20.
$20
for a
small?
Yeah. That's a spendy pizza.
Yeah,
but it was very,
like an artisan,
you can because it won't be around long.
I would go. I don't eat a lot of pizza, and it's on the other side of town. But I would go back to that place for a pizza if I was having a special deal and I wanted someone to really enjoy a good pizza. I would have, this is a very good pizza and great veggies, that sort of thing. So I brought it over to the meeting we had in town hall, and there's a big sign as I go through the door, no eating or drinking. But, yes. So anyway, Where was I? Why did I go down that street? Why the heck was I talking about
Sweden?
Last night, Sweden. Oh,
and
cash.
You probably
so
paid cash.
I paid, yeah, yeah. So I get my wallet out, and there's a bunch of $20 bills in there. And I would normally, for something $20, I'd maybe use the card. But $20 in cash. And so I gave him the $20 in cash. As a matter of fact, the price of the pizza was $20.84. And I got the 20 out, and he says, cash? Thanks a lot. Don't worry about the 84 cents. Which I thought was very telling, in a way. People would rather have the cash, especially somebody running a small business like that. They put
right.
the cash in their pocket. They don't. You do a credit card transaction, they got to report it.
Yeah.
And do, you know, $20, put it in your pocket. See you later. Anyway.
All businesses would hate me then. If I have a dollar in my pocket, it's so rare.
Really?
I never,
no
ever,
cash.
Ever have cash. I know, and everyone says, well, what if all the banks failed and it's the end of the world? Well, then I would, I would, I'd go down with the ship. I don't know. I never have cash.
I hope a lot of people are not thinking about that or thinking about it in that way.
People always say that to me.
Nowadays, though, there is a little deli next door to the studios here. And for the longest time, they only took cash. Korean run, and you know what's happening. You know what's happening. It's all
cash,
right in the pocket.
Yeah.
And they finally started taking credit cards about a year ago. And you would have to think that the IRS looks at an all cash business and says, "Hey, we'll be over next Tuesday. Make me a sandwich and have your tax records out."
Right.
Well, they do sometimes because
nowadays.
Do that. Yeah, I mean, it's probably hard to keep track, though. There are some businesses in New York City where I am, and there were some dry cleaners around that I've read about that all got busted because they were all cash only.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually they do catch on, but it's tough. I mean, you really can't tell if you go to a bar that's cash only or that has a $20 card minimum. Anything under $20, they don't really have to report it.
I think you're foolish to say cash. Cash only out front. I think dealing with the public, especially if you're running the cash register and it's your business, you can say to people as they're, you can watch them, what's in their wallet. The price is $20, but for you, it's 19 cash. That kind of stuff.
Not only that, how do you keep an eye on if it's not you putting the money in your cash register? You have employees working for you. How do you know that all the cash is getting into the cash register?
Last weekend, it's so funny you mentioned that, Rich. Last weekend, we all went out and to see my brother's band play at a bar, and it was a cash-only bar, and the girl gave everyone the wrong change. And it wasn't until my friend Lizzie said, wait a second, that's the wrong change, and she's done that twice now. And then once we called her on it, she just gave us the correct change. So she was pocketing all of the money the whole night by giving people the wrong change and no one would pay
attention.
Yeah,
you're drunk, you're not paying attention. You're just sticking money in your pocket.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of being drunk.
Well, I don't know whether you were, but you were drinking.
Speaking of
I'm never driving, though. That's the only thing that matters.
In a moment, what sober people do for and to drinkers. 14 past the hour with DJV, no J, so it's D and V.
We're DVR today. DVR.
DVR.
Easy to remember.
DVR?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to record this
Victoria
and play back later?
Yeah. Always.
Okay. Anyway, that's a sidetrack. I am concerned about saying DJV, though. VJD.
No, here we go.
You're making it worse.
All right. Now it's 15 past the hour.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers, it's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right, 17 and a half the hour. Let's see what's going on with those of you who drink and those of you who don't drink.
I'm in the drinks section, please.
Yes, I know you are. All right. But you've seen the movies, drunk character accuses everybody else of being drunk. There's a study that suggests it's out today that in real life, being surrounded by sober people may actually have a sobering effect on you. Research found that people, this is like, this would be a good question for Family Feud. The research, we asked 100 people who were surrounded by intoxicated individuals whether they'd be more likely to underestimate their own level of drunkenness. The question goes on. Anyway, when sober people are present, drinkers tend to overestimate their own drunkenness. In other words, they haven't had as much to drink, but they feel like they are because everybody else is that much different because they're all sober.
Right. So, you need another idiot around you to make you feel like you're less drunk because, hey, everybody's acting like me. I must be okay.
Yeah. Right.
But if you see some guy like walking straight and talking fine, and now all of a sudden you're not, it's going to make you feel like,
People evaluate their own level, I suppose. In other words, people seem to evaluate their own level of drunkenness by comparing themselves to others around them. And when they're surrounded by drunks, they're more accepting of being drunk themselves. So, how...
Some people go to AA meetings and then they go, wow, I am not
nowhere near as bad
as
that.
Oh, yeah. So I need to be here.
I've always had a hard time being around intoxicated people. It just really bothers me.
Well, sure. If you're sober, then it's really annoying.
My mother was alcoholic and I was around it every day of my life.
Right.
But alcoholics are different. Alcoholics don't act different when they drink. They don't act drunk when
they
drink.
They don't act it, they are.
Right.
They don't have to act it.
But they don't, it doesn't change them the way a person like Victoria or myself would be when we go out, you know, once in the weekend or twice a month and have 4 or 5 beers. It's a whole different thing when you're drinking every day, all day. Yeah. They know how to handle it.
Mm. It's a study of 1,800 people, so it wasn't a light study.
Wow.
That must have been a fun party.
I was going to say. I hope they didn't do it all in one night.
Right. Half of that group had fun. The other half
did. 21 after the hour with DJ V.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Half the hour now. During this hour of Good Day, in addition to having some music here in this portion of the program, once in a while, when the folks who stay up all night to put a lot of the program together find the monologues on the late night shows to be amusing, well, first they do it and then it's at their own peril, because not always do I find what other people find amusing. But then I think, well, this isn't just for me, this is for all of you who are listening that may not have seen James Corden, for example, last night, who joked about other big things you'll hear discussed today on a lot of radio programs, including this one, was Donald Trump appearing on the Dr. Oz show. He taped yesterday for today's appearance his discussion with Dr. Oz about his health. It's an interesting venue to bring your health information to the American public, but man, they get a lot of publicity out of that. Anyway, so Corden jokes about that here.
Republican candidate Donald Trump decided to clear the air and reveal the results of a recent physical on the Dr. Oz show. Which is an interesting move. Like, for Donald Trump, you know, sure, Dr. Oz is a respected doctor, you know, in the same way that Dr. Dre is a respected doctor. Not to be outdone, tomorrow Hillary Clinton is going to be cleared of all email charges by Judge Judy.
That's funny, but it's arrogant as well. Corden shows a little bit of arrogance there with his thought, whether he really knows and hears the discussions that go on pertaining to Dr. Oz with the snob medical community, or whether he just had somebody give him that line as part of him. I'm thinking it's the latter. I don't think he, well, I don't know, maybe he does watch Dr. Oz, but...
Well,
more
it would
often
be like,
than not, it's the arrogance of the elitists who say Oz is nothing but a huckster. Anyway, yeah, Vic.
Well, I mean, it
first
would
time
be,
I ever called you Vic.
And the last, because we're going to talk about that.
Go ahead.
I love you. It's fine.
All right. I'm not worried.
But, well, you should be, though. But, no, I mean, but for a younger generation.
You're going to take over. You and Jennifer are going to bump me off and take over the program.
That's our secret plan.
Yeah.
If we had mustaches, we'd be twirling them. but, I mean, to a younger generation, though, Dr. Oz, I have worked with him, so I know him personally, and he is an incredibly respected heart surgeon. But to, like,
guy.
A younger generation, he's like a fake TV doctor, like Dr. Phil is.
Yeah.
So that's a funny Corden joke for his audience, but I think that I'm sure his writers just came up with it.
right,
Judge
so
Judy, people don't know she was actually a real judge. She's just a larger-than-life TV character now.
Right, yeah, and so that's, again, him showing his ignorance to somebody that really knows the story behind the story. But was it funny? Yeah, it was okay. Jimmy Fallon joking about a new movie.
I heard about that the upcoming movie about President Obama's college years reportedly shows a young Obama shirtless, smoking cigarettes, and smoking weed, or as the president calls him, 2017 Obama. Here you go, yeah. I'll see you there. That's the future.
I hope that that's his 2017.
Amusing. Yeah. I don't find that. Any of that. Anyway, okay, keep going. No, Father. Seth Meyers joking about Trump on Dr. Oz.
Donald Trump will appear on Dr. Oz tomorrow, while his traditional doctor will appear on Law & Order SVU.
No, that's funny.
That is funny.
All right, what do we have musically? We got time for this or not, Richie? Maybe not, right?
Not to give it real justice.
Story.
No, I mean,
nah, this is another story.
You know, we can mention though in the music, since we are in the music news, Tony Basil, who is the singer behind Mickey. You know, Hey Mickey. There you go.
All right, yeah.
Clapping.
Yeah.
This is up on our website and our social media on Facebook and Twitter at DJB Show. This video, at 72 years old, her dancing hip hop went viral yesterday, and it is really spectacular to watch.
Can you imagine me dancing? Dancing hip-hop?
Yes, of course.
That video would certainly go viral, sir.
Really?
There is no doubt in
my mind.
I'm
the whitest guy you know. You've been quoted as saying that.
That would be a
hit. Love to see it.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right. 28 minutes. Yeah, right. 28 past the hour.
Maybe don't do it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Certain behaviors are passed down from generation to generation. In certain social groups, people put initiates through hazing and other forms of harassment as a quote-unquote rite of passage or initiation. But why do we do such things? Because it was done to us? How is that conscious of us to pass down negative behaviors just because we experienced them? The reality is, most people choose to not break cycles of negative behavior. Behaviors and things like initiations because they're trapped in the irrational belief of fairness. Well, it happened to me, so it's only fair that it happens to you, even though they didn't like it when they themselves went through it. Sometimes it's worth it to step back and think, is this the right thing to do? And if the answer is no, then hey, don't do it. For help stepping back to think, visit drchristianconti.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree Branch.
Hi, it's me, Tree Branch. So, about the other night, look, it's no secret your roof and I never quite got along. It's a roof and I'm a branch, and that's how these things go. But I'm calling to say I'm really, truly sorry about what I did to your gutters and skylight. And also, I'm not paying for the damage. Okay, bye.
Trees never pay for roof damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is the DJV
version. Are you in a time warp today?
I must be in a time warp. You're right. All right, so Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here on the air, moving and grooving, keeping our bodies and our minds flowing. That's important. You got to move your mind, move your body, stretch it out. Do a little dancing. I'm going to do hip-hop. I'm going to do a hip-hop video. Wait till you see that.
I can't wait to see
it. It'll lift your mood like you wouldn't believe. I want to be connected to everybody in the world. I want to feel my inner connection to everybody and everything. How's that? Pretty good?
Sounds
like
good.
That? Yeah. Okay, back on the stump today, Hillary Clinton with a bit of pneumonia behind her. She has answered some of the questions, not all the questions. As a matter of fact, I think we have a bit of audio that we'll play later on from a recently released video on YouTube that refers to Mrs. Trump and her health and well-being. Meanwhile, Trump's transparency apparent on the Dr. Oz program today, those of you who watch that show, I'm going to bet there'll be about 15 times as many people watching that show today than is the norm.
Yeah.
And good for him, good for Donald. It was, we have a little audio, Richie. Why don't you play? It sounds like Trump was intrigued. I mean, I don't know whether these two people actually knew each other ahead of time, but somebody was smart enough on the Trump campaign to put them together with Oz, because he's got, you know, a good conversational way about him. And he also, even though he doesn't have a lot of respect among the medical community because they're all jealous of him and how successful he is, he's actually one of the best heart surgeons in the country. But he's also...
The first to do... there's a certain type of heart transplant that he was one of the first doctors to do, right. And he still does, I think, like 100 of them a year or something, yeah. Even though he does the TV show.
But he's associated with the Princeton Medical School, I think, as well. Isn't it Princeton? I think pretty sure it's Princeton.
Columbia.
Oh, is it Columbia? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some of the other snobs at Columbia try to get him tossed out of the faculty. Remember a couple of years ago because of his...
Listen to the news coverage today.
Yeah.
This guy will be made up to be the biggest quack job that there is.
Right. Well, by some, those who are ignorant. Anybody who hears that and believes it, you're an ignorant character. You're just ignorant. Having that attitude is more of the same arrogant Eastern elitist thinking that comes from the news media in general. But it won't keep people from expressing it. There'd be a lot of that. But it still is arrogant. Have you got that, Rizzi? His just walking on to the set?
Yeah, right here.
Let's play that.
If your health is as strong as it seems from your review of systems, why not share your medical records? Why not?
Well, I have really no problem in doing it. I have it right here. I mean, should I do it? I don't care. Should I do it?
He loves to play with the audience.
Oh, yeah.
It's two letters. One is the report, and the other is from Lenox Hill Hospital.
May I see them?
Saying, yeah, sure.
So these are the report.
Those were all the tests that were just done last week.
Mm. So what about Gary Johnson's health? What you want to know about? I want to.
He's, you know what? A friend of mine, Griff Jenkins with Fox News.
Yeah. Used to be there.
He used to be here when we had Ollie North here. He was our producer for Ollie North. He's been over at Fox with Greta for years.
Yeah.
Saw Gary Johnson on the street several months ago and challenged him to do 20 push-ups right there on the street. And Johnson just cracked them off like they were nothing.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
Griff asked him to do that.
Griff was doing the 20 push-ups for the 20 soldiers a day.
Oh, yeah.
The commit suicide thing.
Yeah.
So he said, "Would you like to join me?" And Gary said, "Absolutely." And he cracked off 20 in 30 seconds. I mean, it was nothing.
Cool.
Our friend Larry Fuss, who owns a couple of radio stations that carry this program, asked me if I wanted to get connected to Gary Johnson because we're not really here to discuss politics. But I am intrigued with Gary Johnson, and we know less about him than we do Hillary and Trump, so this might be a good venue for him. I told Larry to invite him to come on the program. Why not? It'd make for good conversation, I think, anyway. And because it is the DJV show, I guess I get to make that decision. Oh,
there we go.
We're hung up on this today for some reason.
I'll think about it a little bit here and there. The good news today... The picture worth a thousand words concept. How many people think that frequently when you see a lot of things that I post on my Facebook page, facebook.com/... I have my own Facebook page, and some of the stuff bleeds over into DJV show. But I post a lot of things that are important to me that Meredith posts on her Facebook page about animals and taking care of animals and that kind of stuff. And so I think about those pictures and how important that visual is. And that could be applied to almost anything, isn't it? That a picture is worth more than the explanation that goes with it? Here's the story of Fidencio Sanchez, 89 years old. He's been selling ice cream and popsicles in a village in Chicago for 20 years. He leaves a restaurant every morning with about 200 popsicles in his cart. He was starting to ease up a bit on his hours when his daughter, who helped support his wife and him, died in June. He said, "I'm 89 years old. I feel my body is giving up. But last week, a good Samaritan was heartbroken when watching Sanchez struggling to push his cart down the streets of that village. This particular person bought 20 popsicles from Mr. Sanchez, gave him $50, and then the stranger posted about Sanchez on Facebook, and as often is the case when something like this happens, it went viral, flooded with comments from people who wanted to lend a helping hand to Mr. Sanchez. One of them even started a GoFundMe page for the family, which is trending so far, $341,000. God love the guy. Wow. God love people who will help. They've gotten contributions from 52 countries, Richie.
Isn't that amazing?
For this guy.
See, and you hear stories like this, and you see things like this, and you think about how giving and generous we are as a country and as people.
Yeah.
And you start to think, why do we need to do all of this? And this is just me.
Why do we need the government to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I see something on GoFundMe. I see somebody on the street. I see a program that I like locally. And I go, you know what? That's pretty cool. I'm going to go support that thing.
Right.
You know, I dropped $10 in the fireman's boot the other day for muscular dystrophy or just whatever it is. And people, we still give a lot of money in this country. And you don't really see it or think about it because everybody wants to just do it for you and just take it out of your check.
Yeah. It's food for thought. And you're right. We are a wonderfully generous lot here as a group. And why does the government? I find it damning, frankly. How do they dare take money from me, extract money from me to put into something that I don't support? I don't want my money going to the Red Cross, but I do want it to go to help this guy. And so, if you make it reasonable and worthwhile for people to donate, give all. If you're taking my money, a dollar away from me, and give it to some charity, then the least you can do is give me credit for me giving a dollar to somebody that I want instead of 50 cents on the dollar, which is what happens under the tax code at the moment. That's pretty lousy. Some news from Florida that may give you cause to think about how much time you want to spend in Florida. If you're on your way to Florida this winter, there is a little maybe off-putting information that is attributable to some folks who we'll talk about in a moment. Here's 43 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. It's officially fall, and football fans are prepping for a season of game day entertaining. Here's a winning recipe sure to impress your guests.
In our home, it's not game day without Mississippi pimento cheese. Just mix a pack of cream cheese, 2 cups of cheddar, and 1/3 cup of mayo with a jar of pimentos, garlic powder, and cayenne. The cheese is great with crackers, but no matter what, it'll be gone by the end of the game.
To stack up on ingredients, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, so we earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale clubs, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases. With those rewards, there's always plenty of pimento cheese to go around in our home.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
46 past. Oh, yes, you are. And I'm Doug Steffen. And she's Victoria Keelan. And he's Rich McFadden. 46 and change after the hour. The Florida. My everything about me gets deflated when I look at some of this stuff. Yesterday we were talking about that mosque, that the old church that became a mosque and got firebombed by this guy Joseph Michael Schreiber, Jewish guy. This guy posted on his Facebook page the day before he did the deed, all Islam is radical. And all Muslims should be treated as terrorists. All Muslims should be treated as criminals. What stupid.
Has he never heard of Hitler? All Jews are dirty. All Jews need to be killed. Really? He's never. Yeah. Really? Yeah. Oh, my God, the hypocrisy.
Is it more likely to come, though, is something like that more likely to come from somebody who's Jewish than someone who is Christian, let's say? You never hear anybody who is
I would not think that because
any of this stuff.
Exactly. But I would think most Jewish people would have themselves in check and think exactly like I just did. Well, wait a minute, that's exactly what Hitler did to persecute our people. Why would we lump everyone else into that too? So I don't know. I think you tend to see more of the Christian type, the crazy ones, not the normal ones.
Let's see here. What are you chuckling at?
The crazy ones.
Yeah.
Not the normal ones.
Florida State University students getting hand, foot, and mouth disease, hoof and mouth disease, is coming back. It's a real thing. And there are a dozen Florida State University undergrads who have it. This is something that most people thought went the way of the wind 100 years ago. But it's and most people think that it is something that comes from cattle. I actually don't know, and I can't tell you, maybe we'll ask Dr. Ken this later on, where hoof and mouth disease does start.
Actually a cow thing?
It was at one point in time, but it isn't anymore. So one wonders where it comes from.
Right.
Some people on the radio have it, but they don't have use their hands. They should put their foot in their mouth, and that's the end of that story. Hello, Dean. Who wants to be mom's favorite child? Well, your mother. How many siblings do you have, Victoria?
One brother.
That's it. Your mother like you better than him?
I used to, as a child, accuse her of liking him better than me.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think,
bratty. Though? No, I think that we're very equal. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes maybe she favors him a little bit, but.
Really? Yeah. Richie, what about you? You got, two brothers.
I don't stand a chance. There's the little baby, and then there's the firstborn, so I'm out.
Most of the research available today shows that most parents show preferential treatment to one child over others, but few mothers will admit that they actually like one child the most. Absent a confession, siblings often use their own accomplishments as a way of sussing out the favorites, who got into a better school than the other one, who got promoted at work, that kind of stuff. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
What?
Bring back Kara.
What?
Where's my theme for the TikTok?
TikTok.
Yes. There we go. TikTok time is 53 after the hour here. Doug, Jennifer, and Richie focusing on Twitter.
Really? Doug, Jennifer, and Richie? Really?
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry, how can I do that? All these names. See, I'm telling you. I got this thing on my mind.
Last night.
I know. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but I also have this whole thing on my mind, and it's jazzing with my head. Anyway, so...
Well, I'm Victoria. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, very nice to see you. The Russians are hacking, and it's not the politicians that they're hacking. And the people who ride buses and subways are being told to not bring your Galaxy Note 7 phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the bus. We'll talk about these things in a moment here.
Hey guys, do you know the key to being the best dressed this upcoming fall? It's the Men's Fall Wardrobe Sale at JCPenney. Starting this Thursday, find stylish suit separates at 50% off. An easy way to step up your sport coats and dress pants game. Hurry in and stack on your savings with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. Get ready to create your own fall look. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 9/15 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry, New Synergy gasoline from Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 56 past the hour. The Olympics are over. Doping controversy is not going anywhere. The Russians have now hacked into the World Anti-Doping Agency and gotten a hold of, I suppose, turnaround is fair play. They want people to know that Serena Williams, Simone Biles, and Venus Williams are dopers. At least that's what they say. The hackers claim that documents at the Olympics show certain athletes had permission to use banned substances. Apparently, Simone Biles has ADHD, and medication she takes is for that. But the Russians are desperate to make everybody else look bad because they look so bad.
Yeah. I want to get this straight. Yeah. So they illegally hacked servers in order to make themselves look better.
That's it.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. Not well thought out, but yeah, good point.
All right, Twitter is getting longer. What's that story?
Well, starting on Monday, this is exciting for all of us who like to use media attachments like pictures and videos and polls. It will no longer cut into your 140 character limit. Which is great. And if you want to use your Kimojis, which I'm a huge fan of Kimojis, but that also greatly reduces the one.
Wait a minute, is that an emoji for
it's Kim Kardashian
here?
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to start a whole line of emojis for you. Captain Kermojis.
All dressed in flannel.
Yes, and corduroy. So that's starting on Monday. You'll notice that difference, which is really great.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you still get 140 characters. It's just that any links that you have won't eat into that.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Also trending technologically, the bus systems around the country, starting with New York, but all around the country, New Jersey Transit's doing the same thing. If you've got, well, how are they going to know whether you have a Galaxy Note 7 if you've got it in your pocket or in your bag or whatever?
If your leg is on fire.
If your leg's on fire, yeah. I think what they really don't want is just people plugging in, because that's the biggest challenge with the Note 7s. First of all, if you have a Note 7, why haven't you returned it?
You should not have a Note 7 at all.
Right,
they want
exactly.
Every one of them off the street. I was listening to Leo Laporte talk about this yesterday on MacBreak Weekly. Yep. And this is a huge problem for Samsung, that all of their phones have to be come back when the iPhone 7 is just being released. They have just shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
And luckily for Samsung, phones are really like 2% of their business.
Yeah.
But with regard to their phone business,
it just killed itself. Yeah. What do I have? A 5, I think, right? Do I have a 5? Galaxy 5?
I don't know.
4?
You don't ever use it, so I...
Yeah.
Actually, I used it yesterday to take pictures of a truck. Now I can't figure out how to send them to me.
Oh,
so
boy.
I can use them. Why are you laughing?
Get Ben Franklin to show you how to use your smartphone.
Very funny. 59 pounds.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.